Made today, and we'll try to get through this efficiently. We actually have two companies. Citius Pharmaceuticals was the mother company, and after we got FDA approval for Lymphir last August, we spun off a company called Citius Oncology that's just 100% focused on oncology. So there's three assets. One is in Citius Oncology. The other two are in the original company, Citius Pharmaceuticals. Lymphir is the name of our drug that is FDA approved for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, a rare cancer, and we'll talk about the details about that, about the market and what our commercial plan is for that. Mino-Lok was the original asset under Citius Pharmaceuticals. Mino-Lok is antibiotic solution to sterilize infected inline catheters. It was developed by MD Anderson. Dr. Rod, the chairman of the Department of Infectious Disease at MD Anderson. And we'll go over the details of that. And the third drug is a very interesting drug. It's imagined in 2025, there are no FDA approved prescription drugs for hemorrhoids, zero. And there are more than 10 million office visits a year for moderate to severe hemorrhoids. It's a big problem, it's a big market, and I'll go into the details of that drug. It's a really exciting program. So let's talk a little bit about cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, okay? There's about 3,000 new cases in the United States each year of CTCL, so it is a rare cancer. It's a debilitating type of cancer. It's slow growing. None of the drugs that are FDA approved, including Lymphir, are curative. Okay. This is what a patient looks like. All right. They start out with a rash, and they go to a dermatologist, and the dermatologist gives them topical steroids, and eventually they progress to visible solid tumors, and then the dermatologist turns them over to a lymphoma oncologist. It's a very terrible condition, mainly because of the severe excruciating pain of the itching. The other two FDA-approved drugs for the treatment of CTCL do not touch the itching. In fact, one of them actually increases the itching. So Lymphir is the only drug that significantly reduces the severe itching or pruritus associated with cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Okay, and again, it's a slow progressing disease. And again, none of the drugs that are approved are curative. So Lymphir has a very interesting mechanism of action. It targets the IL-2 receptor on T regulatory cells. When a cancer patient progresses from stage one all the way, say, through stage four, as they progress from stage two to stage three and then to stage four, the T regulatory cell, increases dramatically, both in circulation in the tumors and around the tumors. We've all heard of Keytruda from Merck, the number one selling drug in the world. Patients respond 30 to 40% of the time. When they don't respond, it's because they have too many Tregs. So this drug has a very, very big upside that we'll talk about in a little bit, other than CTCL. These are the other FDA-approved drugs. I didn't mention Istatdax because it's originally a Celgene drug and then is part of BMS now. It's not promoted at all by BMS. So the main drugs are Adcetrix from Pfizer Seagen and Potolizio from a Japanese company, Kyowa Kirin. Okay? In the United States, Adcetrix and Potolizio share the market, $200 million apiece in annual sales. Every time a new drug is FDA approved for CTCL, the market has expanded. And the reason for that is because none of the drugs are curative. And in fact, right now in the United States, there's more than 1,500 CTCL patients that are desperately waiting for Lymphir because they've already gone through the other two drugs. And there's nothing else for them. Okay? Adcetrix has the highest objective response rate, but also has the highest toxicity. One of the other advantages of Lymphir versus the I'll call it the competition, is that Lymphir has no cumulative toxicity. So we have patients that were in the phase three trial that are still on the drug for many years after the end of the phase three trial. They're still on it. The other two drugs, the patients can be on for 6 to 9 months before the toxicity causes severe nephropathy, okay? And they can't be treated anymore with the drug. This is just to show where these patients are being treated. The nice thing about this market, the CTCL market, there's 125 cancer hospitals in the United States. There's approximately 800 total lymphoma oncologists that treat CTCL patients. So on average, they treat about 1, 2, 3 patients a year, okay? So it only requires a very small sales force, 25 sales reps to cover the market. And like I said, the phone has been ringing off the hook ever since the drug was FDA approved because these patients need Lymphir. There's nothing else for them right now. Before I go to Mino-Lok, we're also in the process of signing international distribution agreements for Lymphir. There was one announced just last week, and there'll be a number of more covering up to 38 countries by the end of the year. So it's not just going to be a U.S. commercial launch. And the price of the drug in the United States per patient per year is $326,000. So one of the benefits of these rare cancers is you get some very attractive drug pricing. And we expect the first year sales to be just under $100 million, first 12 months. Citius Oncology will be profitable year one, within the first 9 months, actually. Okay? And year four sales are projected to be just under $400 million. Before I go to Mino-Lok, there is one other thing that's very important. Because of this unique mechanism of action of Lymphir, significantly reducing Tregs, we have a trial going on at the University of Pittsburgh right now, which just got fully enrolled, and we'll have top-line readout actually next month. This is combining Keytruda with Lymphir. So two days in a row of Lymphir, two treatments of Lymphir, knock down the Tregs, then start to treat the patient again with Keytruda. All 30 of these patients had failed Keytruda previously. We're seeing a 40% objective response rate in end-stage GYN cancers, ovarian, endometrial, and cervical cancer. And, you know, we're in very mature discussions with Merck about this. Second trial going on is at the University of Minnesota. This is combining Lymphir with CAR-T for refractory B-cell lymphoma. There, the normal response rate is 60%. We're seeing 91% response rates in refractory B-cell lymphoma. So all the CAR-T companies we're talking to as well. So the real big upside for Lymphir is in combination therapy with a checkpoint inhibitor like Keytruda or with a CAR-T. So Mino-Lok, we talked a little bit about. So June of 24, we completed the phase three trial on Mino-Lok. And one of the issues with the company is that this phase three trial took 8 years to complete. And we actually had to complete the trial in the last 20% of the trial in India because it was so difficult to enroll in the United States. And yes, COVID did slow down the trial, but that wasn't the main reason the trial had. The big issue with enrolling in the trial is the standard of care for treating an infected catheter is to remove and replace it with a new catheter. That requires two separate surgeries. 12% of the patients die during the surgeries because of the infection, and these are cancer patients that are really sick, okay? So there's a real big need there, but the problem is, are you gonna put the patient in that has an infected catheter that infected the patient, are you gonna put them in a clinical trial, or are you gonna have them do the standard of care? And they chose the standard of care for most of the time. So that was the issue with the enrollment. The results of the phase three trial were absolutely spectacular, including a p-value of 0.0006. And you know, one of the big issues with these catheters is that they not only have these bugs, but they have biofilms, this real kind of sludge that builds up all around the walls of the catheter. And that's how the bugs survive very nicely within the biofilms. So you have to break down the biofilm and then kill the bugs. And that's what Minilock does. It's a combination of minocycline, EDTA, and ethyl alcohol. So it's a combination drug. And it completely sterilized the catheter. So the nurse puts the Minilock into the catheter, and we call it Minilock because the end of the catheter that goes into the patient is locked while Minilock is in the catheter, okay? So the drug never goes into man, okay? So obviously there weren't any safety issues in the trial. It's a very big market, by the way. There's somewhere between 1 million and 1.5 million infected catheters each year. And the surgeries that are required to remove and replace the catheter is $15,000 on average to the healthcare system. So there's a big economic savings here, potential with Minilock. Minilock goes in for 2 hours a day for 5 days in a row, and then at the end of 5 days, the catheter is completely sterilized. So it's really elegant, really easy to do. And so we're expecting peak sales somewhere between $1 billion and $2 billion in the United States for Minilock. And depending on how we price it, it can be higher. Okay. And the third drug is Halo-Lido. We talked a little bit about that in the beginning of the session. This is a topical hemorrhoid drug for moderate to severe hemorrhoids. It's a very big market. The phase 2B results were spectacular. This is a topical cream, okay? And the nice thing about this trial was we enrolled 350 patients in less than 3 months, okay? And it was not an expensive trial. So we've been in a negotiation with the FDA for the phase 3 trial design, and we think we've got that nailed down. Hopefully by next month we'll get the okay from the FDA on the trial design. It's been quite an extensive negotiation, if you will, with the FDA, because the FDA because there are no FDA-approved hemorrhoid drugs, they don't have any hemorrhoid experts at the FDA, okay? So it's been very challenging. And the strategy for Halo-Lido, Sidious is not going to commercialize Halo-Lido. The strategy is to complete the phase 3 trial, assume the data is really good, and then sell it to one of the large primary care companies, a Pfizer or someone like that, where they can spend lots of money on direct or consumer advertising and marketing. It's a very big market. Like I said, in the United States alone, more than 10 million office visits. The Chinese market is monstrous, just monstrous. And we have great patent protection globally. So I really like that drug very much. And the indication. So in summary, we have two companies, Sidious Pharmaceuticals, and then we have Sidious Oncology, which currently contains Lymphere, and the pipeline with the combination clinical trials that I spoke about earlier, and then Citius Pharma, which has Mino-Lok and Halo-Lido, both Nasdaq companies. And so any questions? Hi. Yeah, we have 25 sales reps. Yep. And medical liaisons and scientific liaisons. We're launching the drug this month.
Awesome. Dedicated sales guy?
Yes. 100% dedicated to Citius Pharmaceuticals. Yep. And like I said, you know, it's not like we need to actually promote the drug. Okay? The patients are there right now. Okay?
You mentioned for the Halo-Lido that there aren't any hemorrhoid specialists in the FDA. There are no FDA-approved hemorrhoid treatments. Why would people choose your drug over the available OTC stuff?
Because the OTC drugs for hemorrhoids do not work on moderate to severe hemorrhoids, period. They don't work.
Back to hemorrhoid drug,
kind of
question. Have you received
orphan
drug status for the hemorrhoid drug?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not an orphan drug. It's a huge market.
How long do you think the trial
is
going to take? It shouldn't take a year. It's not
a
cancer.
Oh, no. That's the beauty. And it's not even expensive. It's not an expensive trial, and it's a fast trial. Okay?
You're thinking trial-wise.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to follow the patients. So, you know, it'll be, you know, 12, 16 months.
12, 16 months. Okay.
Yep. Something like that. We'll start it in Q1 next year.
You said you're launching the trial for that next Q1 of next year?
Yes. For Halo-Lido.
Yeah. How is it working compared, like,
because
I understand, like, the OTC stuff, they're primarily, like,
preparation age.
Yeah. They're like, blood vessel constriction. Does this work in the same manner, or is it was like?
So the steroid, the halobetazole, which is a very potent steroid, Class C steroid, that primarily reduces the swelling. These hemorrhoids get very large, okay? So the steroid reduces the swelling. In reducing the swelling, it also helps with the pain. The lidocaine is for the pain, okay? By the way, one of the reasons the company went after this indication with this approach is there's over $500 million a year that is sold with compounded steroid lidocaine combinations in the United States. Okay?
So in those moderate to severe cases, those are usually slotted for some sort of surgical intervention, right?
Say it again?
The moderate to severe hemorrhoids that this is reported to treat are usually slotted for a surgical intervention.
Yes, exactly.
So does this remove the need?
Hemorrhoidectomy, yes.
Completely, even in the severe cases, or does it make it a more manageable, safer surgical intervention?
That's the hope. Okay? I mean, we have to prove that over time, but yeah, that's the hope. Mino-Lok? Mino-Lok.
Yeah, Mino-Lok. You plan on selling it all?
We do.
What about the, when you get to the hemorrhoid drug? Do you plan on commercializing it?
No.
CKHR?
No. We're going to sell that off too.
CKHR is going to be mainly a research entity. Is that what I understand?
I think when the two drugs are sold, that'll be the end of CTXR.
Okay.
But remember, CTXR owns 84% of CTOR. Okay? We do plan on distributing shares of CTXR, CTOR to CTXR shareholders. You'll see something announced before the end of the year with a record date.
And then you didn't, sorry,
Yeah, so right now we have 18 months worth of drug in inventory. So that's not an issue. Cash on hand, we just raised $9 million last month. We'll be doing another raise in the next few weeks, okay, to support the commercial. I'd have to get back to you. I'm sorry. Anyone? Hi. So we have a lot of people that are watching the Mino-Lok story, you know, companies with large hospital divisions, because that's where Mino-Lok is going to be used. And what they're waiting for is they're waiting for something to be announced by us that says the FDA has agreed to review an NDA if we submit it. And we hope to put something out like that in January, February of next year. So yes, there's a lot of people watching for that. And then on Halo-Lido, no, we haven't spoken to anyone. The only person people that we've spoken to is a very large Chinese pharma company, because the market is so large in China. So I could expect something with a Chinese company next 6 months, say. But I must say, we did hire Jefferies and Company to run a process for CTOR. Okay? Anyone else? Thank you for listening.